Ian Wallace is this year's O'Dayne Prize recipient. The longtime Vancouver visual artist received the prestigious $100,000 honor for British Columbia's Most Distinguished Artist during an event at the Fairmont Hotel Vancouver on Friday, September 29. It is a great honor to make this award to one of BC's greatest living artists, Ian Wallace, said Michael O'Dayne, chairman of the O'Dayne Foundation, which hands out the award, in a press release. Besides having an outstanding international reputation, Mr. Wallace has had a considerable influence on younger artists. The Whistler-based O'Dayne Art Museum manages the award, which is selected by a jury of artists and curators. The O'Dayne Art Museum is proud to be the managing institution for this prestigious visual arts award, as our permanent collection is exclusively focused on noteworthy historic and contemporary art production in British Columbia, said director and chief curator Curtis Collins, in the release. Selected by an independent jury composed of curators and artists, such a prize speaks to the ongoing vitality of creativity across the province. On top of the prize, the O'Dayne Foundation also announced funding of $7,500 for 5 travel grants, awarded to students in university-level visual arts programs. They include Nassim Perhadi, University of British Columbia Okanagan, Kosar Movahedi, University of Victoria, Kim Hipple, Emily Carr University of Art and Design, Lauren Crazybull, Simon Fraser University, and Sarvanaz Araji, University of British Columbia. Established in 2004, past O'Dayne Prize recipients include Anne Kipling, Edward J. Hughes, Eric Metcalf, Gordon Smith and Jeff Wall, to name a few. The O'Dayne Foundation wants to see our leading artists become better known, O'Dayne added. After all, British Columbia has many important visual artists who are not as widely recognized as they should be. With some of the world's best contemporary artists, we believe they should be better known by all British Columbians.